Okay, today's daf is Chagiga Yerushalmi daf Yud Aleph as we continue in this fascinating perek of Ein Darshan. Ein Darshan. So we're in the sugyas of Elisha ben Avuya, Acher, I alluded to a thought yesterday that we've said in the name of Rav Aaron Soloveitchik. Rav Aaron Soloveitchik writes that when we talk about the sugya of Shuvu Banim Shavim Chutz Mi Acher, he says this in the context of Tochacha, which we actually mentioned a couple of days ago. The mitzvah of Tochacha, of giving rebuke, says Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, you know, the word Tochacha means rebuke, but the word Hochacha, the same Shorish, means to prove. Why? Because when one gives rebuke, one proves to the person that you're giving the rebuke to that he's better. He's better than this. And you try to lift him up. You prove to him that, you know, it's not appropriate for him to be acting in such a way. That's tochach. Tochach is not to push down. Tochach is to uplift. Tochach is to prove to the person all of the potential that they themselves have. So in that context, he quotes that even when somebody does something wrong, it's not really their essence. He says that's why often in the Gemara, when we talk about a story that somebody is talking about that themselves, that they did something wrong, they say Ahu Gavra. They say Ahu Gavra, that man, meaning about themselves, but they refer to him in third person. And when it's about a mitzvah, they say Ana. Ana, because Ahu Gavra, it's really the Ahu Gavra in him. It's his, not ulterior personality, but just a chitzonius, because really every Jew is pure inside. And he says in that sugya, that's why it says the baskol that we learned, Shuvu Banim Shovavim, Chutz me acher. That's what the Bavli says. Acher can't do tshuva. Elisha ben Avuya can't do tshuva. So again, that's a little difficult with our girsa, unless you say our girsa is la dafka. Really, is it acher? But it says our girsa in the Yerushalmi. It says shuva banim shavim chutz me Elisha ben Avuya. So that's the girsa that we had. But that was what he heard from the Makam Hamikdash. Also, a little different, slight differences. But again, we had the story last time that Tosfos quotes relating to what happened at the bris of Elisha, his father, and the L'shem Shamayim, Shalol L'shem Shamayim. Good. And the end of the shiur, we saw what led. Again, so it seems to me there's many ingredients what led to Elisha, and it doesn't happen in that mimer that I mentioned from the Rav Chaim Shmulevitz. He points out that it's not that it happens overnight. There are a number of issues that lead to somebody coming to this stage of their life. Then the Bavli talks about that he read certain types of Greek philosophy. Here we learned at the end of this year that he saw someone doing Shiluach HaKan who died. Right after doing Shiluach HaKan, he says, it says Arichas Yamim. How could that be? So he didn't like the pshat or accept the pshat that Arichas Yamim there means in the future and not the Arichas Yamim in this world. The Yesh Omrim, so on the top of Yud Aleph and Aleph. The Yesh Omrim, others say that there was a different story that he saw. Al Yidei Shara'a L'shono Shal Rabbi Yehuda Hanachtom, right? Or in the Bavli, it's Chutzpis HaTurgaman, but he saw, Rachmana L'Slan, he saw the tongue. L'shono Shal Rabbi Yehuda Hanachtom, the tongue of one of the great Tanaim. Nasun B'fi Akel HaChosis Dam, the Romans killed him, and they threw his body to the dogs. And one of the dogs, Rachmana L'Slan, right, had his tongue in his mouth, dripping blood. Akel HaChosis Dam, so he says to himself, this is Amar Zu Torah Vizu Schara. This is what happens to Torah. Rachman al Islam, what a terrible, terrible situation. Zealashan Shayamotzi Divrei Torah Kitiknon. This is the tongue that said Divrei Torah. Zui Alashan Shayyogeh Batorah Kol Yomav. This is the tongue that was Miyageh and sweated and worked their whole lives. Zu Torah Vizu Schara, again, saying the line of this is Torah, this is Schara. How could that be? Right? The line of Tzadik Viralo, right? That misled him. And Moshe Rabbeinu also asked that question. If you remember the Gemara in the Bavli and Brachas. Dome she'ein matan schar ve'ein tchias ha'mesim. It seems like there's no schar and there's no tchias ha'mesim. Why does he say that far? That's unclear. No schar, he's saying zutar v'zut schar. Look what happens. How does he know no tchias ha'mesim? Maybe he feels that if there's no body, so then it's not going to be tchias ha'mesim. But this is another idea of what misled him. Right? That line of zutar v'zut schara, he is not alone in saying that, right? That's not a little problem. That's not a little problem. Meaning it's, as we said, Moshe Rabbeinu mentions it, but even the, you know, Moshe Rabbeinu had that question but also in the Gemara in Menachos, right? That exact lashon is used. Remember Menachos, Daf Chav Tesla Mebeis, where Moshe Rabbeinu goes up by Har Sinai. B'shash ala Moshe la Marom, says Rav Yehuda Marav. Matzu l'Kadosh Baruch Hu sheyoshev v'koser k'sarim la'osios. He sees HaKadosh Baruch Hu sewing on the crowns of the letters. Amr l'fanav Ribono Shel Olam. So Moshe says to Hashem, Mi ma'akev al yadcha? What's holding you back, literally? Look at Rav Moshe Feinstein in the Hakdamah to the Igros Moshe. He talks about that lashon. But he basically says, what are you doing? Amar lo, Adam echad yesh asil lios besof kamadoroth. There's going to be somebody in many generations. Yakiva ben Yosef Shmo, and his name is Rabbi Akiva. Sha'asil lidrosh al kol kotz v'kotz. That's going to darshan on every one of these tiny little points. V'tile tilim shal halachos, mountains of halachos. Amar lefan of Ribono Shel Olam. Hareoli, show him to me, Moshe says. Hashem says, okay, Amar lo chazor la'acharecha. Look on the screen in the back. Halach v'yashav b'sof shmona shiros, and Moshe Rabbeinu is zapped into Rabbi Akiva's classroom, v'lo yodeh mayin omrim, and he doesn't know, doesn't understand anything in shir, tashas kocho, givit shikia l'dvar echad, once he comes to one question, amr lo talmidav, Rebbe minayin l'cha, and the talmidim say, Rebbe, how do you know that? Amar lahen halacha, l'moshe misinai, Nisyash Vadaito. He realizes they talk different languages, but really it comes from the same source. So Nisyash Vadaito, Chazav Amar Bavri HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he then asks Hashem, Amar Lafan of Ribono Shel Olam, Yesh Lecha Adam Kazev Atanosin Torah Al Yadi. It says the Moshe Rabbeinu, there's somebody as great as Rabbi Akiva, why doesn't he give the Torah? Amar Lo Shtok, Kach Olam B'machshava Lafanai, don't ask me any kashas. This is what my machshava. Amar Lefanav, and then Moshe Rabbeinu says, Ribono Shel Olam, Heritini Taraso, Hareini Scharo, show me his schar, show me his end. Amar Lo Chazor Lacharecha, he goes back and sees Rosh Hashoklin Besaro B'makolin. He sees that they are scraping his flesh with metal combs. Amar Lefanav, Ribono Shel Olam, Zu Torah V'zu Schara. Again, that's the Lashon that Acher uses here. Zu Torah V'zu Schara. Amar Le Shtok. The same lusher that's used when he asks, why don't you give the Torah? Right? He gets the same answer of, how could this be his end? But again, Moshe Rabbeinu had that question, but he accepted. He accepted. Somehow, because the foundation of Acher was already shaky, so when this happened, he did not do it. So, and the Mepharshim, so the Mepharshim discussed, you know, so many great Gedolei Olam, so many even simple Jews throughout history, Rachman al-Islam, we've seen so much Tzadik V'Ra'lo in 2,000 years. What looks to us as Tzadik V'Ra'lo. And many Jews have accepted it. Many Jews have been strong enough to be Maimon, but we believe in a different world. We believed in the Tzadik V'Yashar Hu. So how is it that Acher, right, this took him away? Again, it must have been a process. It wasn't just one event. That happened. It could be many of these ma'amarim that are said both here and in the Bavli that misled him. Tchias HaMesim, we know. I think the Ben Yoyada makes the comment that the Gemara in Masechta Shabbos that discusses that even b'shas ma'amar Har Sinai, right after the first dibur, we died and the malachim brought us back and Hashem gave us the tal that he uses for Tchias HaMesim. He was Machaya Mesim, and then after the second dibur, the same thing happened. Why is that? To already show us the emuna and the yisod of Tchias HaMesim, already at the beginning of our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right at Mamad Har Sinai, we already know there is Tchias HaMesim that is potential. Okay, V'yesh Omrim, again, we have to stay on the Gemara a little bit, it's another long daf. V'yesh Omrim, others say this was what exactly contributed to what happened to Acher. Chaisa Muberes Bo, when his mother was pregnant, Chaisa Overes, Abadi Avodah Zarah, she used to go past the Abadi Avodah Zarah. So before we spoke about his father, now we're talking about his mother. Ve'iricha Be'yoso Amin, she smelled from some of the Avodah Zarah, there's some of the spices, V'hayo Zarech Mefapeya Begufa, and some of that aroma went into her body and went into the body of her baby. Ke'irsa Shochachina, like the arrows, like the poison of a snake. So that's, again, also contributed. The Arzarua, again, one of the Rishonim discusses in Hilchos Yom Kippur, right? In Hilchos Yom Kippur, Simon Reish Ayin Tes, If a child is eating something not kosher, Bezin doesn't have to stop him. But if you try, even if other Averas, you don't have to stop him so much, it's good to prevent the baby, a child, from eating an Avera. We know from Moshe Rabbeinu, the thought about not drinking from a non-Jewish nursemaid. So tachel atidok basar chazir, mebreshe masha ochel, bekatnuso, mefapea bobezeknuso. Because whatever he eats from as a baby, it's going to affect him. Umotzilo tarbas ra, kehahi, the Yerushalmi de Chagiga. He quotes our Yerushalmi. Our Yerushalmi about the mother of Elisha ben Avuya that was walking by. So he quotes his talacha. Amazing. Le'achar yamim chala Elisha, so towards the end of his life, now Elisha got sick. Austin, Valmer, Lord, be mayor, harab, chaboyes, like we saw yesterday, be mayor. So here too, they told him, mayor, your Rebbe is sick. Azla boy, mevakrate, went to visit him. Ashkachte, but she found him sick. Amarle, les at chazer becha. How about doing tshuva now? Amarle, v'in chazer miskablim. If I do tshuva, will it be mekubal? Right? I'm not so sure. I heard, tshuva b'adam shovim. I don't think it's gonna be mekubal in any way. Right? What does the Rambam say? In Hilchos tshuva, they have to be in the same spot with the same strength and the same woman, and I'm not in that state. Again, that really means if you would be in the same state. But he says, would my tshuva be accepted? Amar lei, v'lo keng siv, tashiv enash adaka. Adik duka shol nefesh makablin. Remeir says, yes. Tashiv enash du tshuva adaka until the last moments. Bo sasha, bach Elisha v'niftar v'mei. So that moment, Elisha started crying, and he was niftar. Sounds like, right, Reb Elazar ben Derdaya. He also cried as an act. V'hai Remeir samech b'liba, or Remeir lost his Rebbe, but he was happy that he was crying at the end of his life, because maybe that meant, va'omer doma shemitov tshuva niftar Rebbe. Maybe out of tshuva he died. Minta kavrune, once Elisha was buried, yardo esh ben hashamayim, a fire came from heaven, v'sarfas kivro, and they started burning, it started burning the kever, and there was smoke coming out of the kever. Asan v'amr l'rbi meir, ha'kivrei d'rabcha aikid, they told him, meir, you know, your Rebbe's kever is on fire. Nafak boy mikvakrasi, v'ishtake v'ishtake aikid, interesting, both times. He came out and saw it for himself, and it was burning. Ma'aved nasav gulsi uparsi lavi. What did he do? He took his cloak. Rabbi Meir took his cloak and put it over the kever to try to cover up the fire, even though it was a fire from heaven. Amar, and he said, and he wanted a darshan the following pasuk from Rus. Lini halayla, right? I think it was Boaz told Lini halayla, sleep tonight. Lini ba'olam hazeh shavala layla. Lini, rest here in this world. V'haya haboker, when the pasuk continues in the morning, ze olam haba shekula boker. That's right, the olam haba. Im yigalech tov, right? He's saying, if the relative comes, they'll redeem you, and if not, I'll take care of you. Im yigalech tov, yigal. Zekarish baruch hu tov dechsid beitov Hashem lakol, v'rach malakol masa, v'im lo, yachpots ligalech, and if nobody wants to redeem you, ugaalti chanochi, chay Hashem, then I'll take care of you. Vita, so Remeir says, nobody else is helping, and I'm going to help. Vitafyas, and the fire stopped. Amazing. Amr lebi mayor in Amr lechabahu alma. They say to your mayor, if they say to you in that world, lemanat boy lemivdeke, or le the girsa of Rav Chaim Kadevsky is lemikrave, right? If they ask you in that world, who you want to bring close, laavuch ulaavuch lerabach, you're going to save your father or your rebbe. So according to our version, I'm alone. I'm not mikrav lerebbe. I'm going to get my rebbe. Kadamai v'yasarkein lava. First, I'm going to get my save my rebbe. And then I'm going to say my father. It seems like his father also needed some saving. I'm going to say my Rebbe, right? This is like the Mishnah in Eilat Metzias. This is what I say, if you save your Rebbe, save your father, you save your Rebbe, because your father brought you to Olam Hazeh, and your Rebbe brought you to Olam Haba. Unless your father is also your Rebbe, then he brings you to Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. Amrin le v'shamin lecha. Right? And they say to him, after he says, I'm going to save your Rebbe, v'shamin lecha. Right? And then this is going to be true. Right, says the Karban Eita, v'chishomim l'cha l'hatzil ish zor b'schuscha migehenim. They're going to save, you know, somebody that it's not your father. Right, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin bramizake abba. I have a low talmud l'rav. So why are you going to be able to do this? The talmidim asked him. Amar lo, back to the Gemara, v'lo ketanin. And he says, well, doesn't it say in the Mishnah in Shabbos, matzilin tika sefer, ema sefer tika tefillin, ema tefillin. Right, so you're allowed to save when they talk about what you're allowed to bring out of the burning house. You're allowed to save not only the svarim, but also the packages and the tikim of the svarim and the tefillin. So Elisha's at least a tik. Matzilin Elisha acher b'schus taraso. Right, and maybe we're allowed to at least save Elisha because of the Torah. He's a container. He's at least like a tefillin bag. Right, and therefore, in that zchus, hopefully he will be saved. Says Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Matzilin Elisha b'zchus Toraso shehu ke'ein tik l'Torah de'isbe. He's like a tick, right? He's like Tashmishe Kedusha, right? We know Tashmishe Mitzvah, Tashmishe Kedusha, the Brisa in Maseches Megillah, in the Bavli on Daf Chav Vav or so. So he's like that, and therefore, what's the halacha by Tashmishe Kedusha? Anything connected to the Ksav of Torah, Nignazin, and not Nisrafin. So I'm trying to do that. Lachar Yamim, Holchu Benosa Litol Tzadkamei Rebbe. A little while later, in a later generation, the daughters of Acher come to Rebbe to ask for tzedakah. Gaza, Rebbe first said, "Va'amar al yilo Moshe Chesed val yichori liyisomav." No, don't give them money. Or don't give them money. But you don't bring the onesh on children for the own for the chataim of less. The Mefarshim seem to say here that if it's so extreme, says the Karbon Eida, hol v'hiflig barisho. He was in such a separate category, it seems like his whole family should be ostracized. Amrulo Rebbe, but they say Rebbe, Al Tabit B'maisav, Habit B'taraso. The daughters say, please, but look at his Torah. You're right, how he turned. And we saw he killed the Rabbanan, and he went and tried to close the yeshivas. V'osasha b'cha Rebbe, so Rebbe cried. Rebbe had a change of heart. V'gazar lem shi'is parnasu. And he said, okay, give them parnasa. And he said, Amar ma im zeshe yaga b'tar shalol l'shem shamayim. This person who is sweated and dedicated his life, shalol l'shem shamayim, as we saw. Ro mahemet, look what still came out of him. Rebbe Meir came out of him. Or these daughters that are chachamos. Mishu yaga b'tar l'shma, alachas gama v'kama. Somebody learns tar l'shma, surely alachas kama v'kama. Okay, now we get back to those who, the general point of those who learn the esoteric parts of Torah in an inappropriate way. Rebbe Lezer, B'shem Bar Sira, right, or Ben Sira, Rebbe Lezer, the name of Ben Sira, which the Gemara quotes every so often. Ben Sira is one of the apocryphal books, and even though the Gemara says maybe stay away from it, the Ritva in Baba Basra, Daf Tzadi Ches, even though it's an Edrin, it says it calls it a Svarim Chitzoni, Shaminan Mehacha, what's from here? That Gemara also quotes Ben Sira. Shemina me'acha shlo asru shamel alasos me'no keva. Don't have a chavrusa in Ben Sira. Avo roi lahagos bo be'itos lo mami me'no chachmo musr. But once in a while, you can open it to learn chachmo and musr. Masha'enkein besifrei minim mamish. Real apikarsis you can't even learn at all. But Ben Sira, is that really apikarsis? It's just a sarim chitzonim, so you can learn it, just not bikfias. Weiter, Pliya Mimcha Mateida. What is the name Ben Sira? Pliya Mimcha Mateida. What's wondrous from you? What do you know? Amuka Mishol Matachkar. What's deeper from the depths? What are you seeking out? Bamasha Horsheta is Boni. What you're allowed to focus on, that learn. Ein Lecha Esek Benistara. So again, there are limitations about what we're supposed to be Osek in. Rav Amar. Rav continues in Darshins from the following Pasuk into the Tehillim. Te'alamna Sifsei Sheker. So we're going to, Sheker usually means falsehood. But we're going to darshan here, sheker, meaning people who are involved in these types of studies. Te'alamna. What is the word te'alamna? It means it has three meanings. Yisharshun, they should become deaf. Yisparchun, they should be bound. Yishtatkun, they should become quiet. Each one. Yisharshun, kemadat amar vayomar shemelav, misam peh v'gomer, be'moshe Rabbeinu, by the sneh, Hashem says, who gave a male, misam peh, o miyasum ilaim. Right, so there it says, Elaim, from the word te'alamna, from mute. So first, David Melech says they should become mute. Yisparchun, kemodat amar, hine anachnu ma'al mim alumim. So you see, from alamna also can be an alumna, bundles by Yosef's dreams. Anachnu ma'al mim alumim, right? We had bundles. Yishtatkun kishmuo, and yishtatkun means like a mean. So those are all the three meanings that the pasuk could have hadovros, and then we continue, and the rest of the pasuk hadovros al tzadik asak, that speak about a tzadik asak. We darshin hadovros al tzadiko shel olam, right, that you speak about Hashem dvarim sheheetik mi bir Yosef, things that he withheld from people. The Karmen Eida sheheelimam veheeviran mi briyos shelo yedu. Not everything is meant to be known and studied. So this is David HaMelech basically cursing those who study these things. Begava vavuz, the last two words of the pasuk. Begava vavuz, in arrogance. Zoshu mizgal omar, that there's someone who raises himself up and says, Ani dorish b'maisav reishis. I'm going to darshan maisav reishis. Savrishu kimigai. He thinks that he's raising himself up. Venu elakim evaza. He thinks he's making Hashem proud. He's really making Hashem despised. Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina says if somebody gets honor by pushing down their friend, by shaming their friend, they lose their olam haba. So miskabed bekavod chayo olamim lachoshiket. If somebody gets honor by violating the covenant of Hashem, then obviously maksid basrei. And what did it say right after that? In Tehillim, again, in Perek Lamed Aleph, this is, Marav Tuvcha Shetzafat Leriacha. How great is the goodness that is hidden for you, those who fear you, but we darshan, Al Yehi Lo B'Marav Tuvcha. Right? It shouldn't be, Davin Elach is saying, it shouldn't be, the ones who are involved in this shouldn't get the good from you. Amar Rabbi Levi, Ksiv, Kvod Elokim Haster Dover V'Gomer. One pasuk says, hide. Kavod Hashem Haster. Kvod Elokim Haster Dover, Achelon Ever Olam. What should be hidden? Everything before the world is created. That shouldn't be something that we focus on. Kvod Malachim Chakar Dovard, but the kavod of a king of Hashem to analyze Mishadiver Holam. That's once it was created to focus to try to study my Sabratius. That's okay according to this daya. Amar Rabbi Levi Darshan something else also. Ksiv two versions of Rabbi Levi. Ksiv Hazos Yadata Miniad. What does that mean? This is what Sofer says to Eov, telling Eov, you know, do you know everything? Right, one of Eov's friends, Bildad. And, right, so far, I don't think there's three, cycles of conversation. If I remember it, so far, I didn't get the third cycle. Hazos yadata minead, right? Do you know everything? Aval at mini sim adam ale aretz. Only focus on what, since man was created. So what is that? What does that mean? Meaning from day six you could study. Don't study the days earlier. Study the days that were before you. You might think you're allowed to study before my separations. Only when Adam was created. You might think only from day six. So there's an inclusion, there's an exclusion. What are you supposed to study? So it says, from the man, the day that man, so we compare everything to that. Just like you study, you're allowed to study day six. That's one of Shesim Ebrachos of At Lote Bibevi Li Ela Etshu Yokiyotze Bishishi. Only something like Shishi, meaning my Ebrachos not before. Yachol Leda, you might think, even within my Ebrachos, you're allowed to study Malam Malam and Hashemayim, Malam Matam and Atahom, Tamalom Marlam, Mekzei Hashemayim, Vakasei Hashemayim. From one end of the world to the other, but not outside the borders of the world. Ela ad shelo nivra ha'olam at doresh v'libcha maskim. Ad shelo nivra ha'olam. Right, before the world. So now this last one is another daya, a different daya that we had earlier. Maybe it means only from my separations. Maybe it only means from day six. So this day is saying, maybe before the world is created, you're allowed to learn that yourself. Don't say a word. Learn that yourself. V'libcha maskim. Mishnevar ha'olam, but ma'aseh b'reishis, at holich v'kolich v'holich v'sof olam v'sofo. That you give a shiur on, that you give a public shiur on. Period. Tani bar kapara ulamin hayom. What is that referring to? Many different pshatim in the Mefarshim. The Korban Eda says this is a kula. This is a kula that you're allowed to darshan. Also, barabim, you know, all of those from the beginning of my Sabratius. The others say that this is a lachumra only from day six. Manayom, from the Maisa Adam. Different day is exactly what this means. Asya de Bihuda Barpazi Kahada de Bar Kapara. Bihuda Barpazi, who we had back on Daftes, that darshan the water, what was beforehand, the water on the water, that's like Bar Kapara. That Bar Kapara says here that you're allowed to darshan that barabim. Rabbi Chia, kada Rabbi Ba. What Rabbi Chia darshan is like Rabbi Ba, which is more limited. What's Rabbi Chia? Different shatim exactly. Which Bryce of Rabbi Chia is being referred to. Period. Rabbi Yonah, Bishem, Rabbi Levi, the base Nivra Ha'olam. The world was created with the base, where the world was created through Torah, and Torah starts with the base. The world was created with the base. Ma base has something called Sada. Upasu b'sad echad. The base is closed on all sides except for one. Kach in l'ruchah reshus l'drosh malamala malamata malafinim malachar. Right, so too, you can't darshan what's up, down, sideways. Elam yom shenivra olam ula v'lavo. Only one side. Only once the world is created and on, that's symbolized by the bays. Omen le bays ma mi baracha, so to speak. They say to the bays, who created you, v'hu marle b'nekuda v'omer zeh shelamalan. Right on the top left of the bays, there's a point in how it's written in the Torah. So it's like, who created you? It's pointing up to Hashem. Uma shemo v'hu marlehen b'nekuda shelachrav. And who, does he have a name? Your creator. So there on the bottom or the top, the right side of the bays, there's a point pointing towards the Aleph. But there's the Aleph, and that's who created me? The Aluf of the Olam, the head of the world. V'omer Hashem Shemo, Adon Shemo, or Aleph stands for Adon, Master. Davar Acher V'lom B'beis, or why else with the beis, besides the way that it looks, Shu B'lashon Bracha. Bracha, overflowing. V'lo ba'aleph shulashen arira. And now with an aleph, which is aror. So the Pnei Moshe here says, there are plenty of bad psukim that start with a beis too, and there are plenty of good psukim that start with an aleph. So really, it just means bracha, overflow. Right? Even though, you know, you can't take one word that starts with an aleph and one with a beis, but he says, it's mikom akom lashen ribuihu, umimenu maskla ribui. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ini baris olam, yelam ha-beis. Hashem says, I'm only creating my world with a beis. Shelo yu kol bay olam omrim, hey cholam yacholam over nivra b'lashen arira. So people don't say, oh, how could the world be created with an aror? Eler harini bori osoba beis b'lashen bracha v'ulai yamod. And in that way, it has a chance. Ulai, it's up to the people. It's up to the people. Rabbi Yavo, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, b'shtei osios nivra b'shtei olamos. The world was created with two letters. This already is in the Bavli in Maseches Menachos. Olam Azev, Olam Abba. Echad Behev, Echad Beyud. Right? The world was created with two letters, Yud and Hey. But we don't know. Matam. Well, what's the source? Ki Beka Hashem, Tzur Olamim. Ki Be Yud and Hey, Hashem Tzur created the world. Ve'non Yodam Ezeh Nivra Behev, Ezeh Mehem Nivra Beyud. But we don't know which world was created with which. Yud and Hey. Ela min madach sevela told us Hashemayim v'aris b'hi baram. This world was created b'hi baram. We kedarshin b'hei baram with the hay. Havi olam hazeh nivra b'hei. So that's a world in with the hay. Olam haba nivra b'yud. Mahi pasach. What's the remez of the hay creating this world? Mahi pasuach min lamatan, that the hay is open at the bottom. Remez l'chol b'hei olam shein yardin l'shol. Right? To teach everyone that there's a limitation to our lives. 120, then we go to the grave. But what's the left opening? But even after they die, they're gonna wake up. There's gonna be Tchias HaMesim. That's the letter Hey. There's death, but there's Tchias HaMesim. Mahe, Pasuk Mikol Tzad, just like a Hey has openings. Kach Poseach, Pesla L'chol Bali Tshuva. So too Bali Tshuva can come and join HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ma, that's this world. What about Olam Haba, the Yud? Ma Yud Kafuf. Just like the Yud is a little bent, Kach Yiyu, Kol Bei Olam Kfufin. So too in the next world, we are all bent in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'nefchu Kol Panim L'yei Rakon. Right, and the whole world, all of us will be, or every face to Yei Rakon, meaning to difficulty, to sadness, different pshatma, that what Yirakon is, the pasuk in Yirmiyo. Kivan Shira, David Cain, once David saw this, Hitzcha Lakalis Pesheosius. But once David realized and saw that the whole world, the Yud and the Hey, that's what he praised Hashem with Yud and Hey. Hallelu Ka. Hallelu Avdei Hashem, Hallelu Es Hashem, Eshem Hashem, right? The Yud and the Hey. We had before, whether Hallelu Ka is one word, it's two words, but that is, David HaMelech. Darshening. Rabbi Yudan Nasiya Shaal Rab Shmuel Barnachman Maodain Tchsiv Solo Rach Baros Bukashimo. What's the pasuk? Also with Yudan the Hay. Right? The pasuk Solo the Rachiv. Pave the way for those who flies in the Aravos, Hashem, Bakashimo, the Ilzulafanov and be besimcha and sing in front of him. Amarle. So Rabbi Yudan Nasiya asked Shmuel Barnachman, what's the remez of this pasuk? So he answers him, there's no place that doesn't have an appointee on the bia. The bia are the tsaris. The Kabbalah Eidah says, tsa'aka, hatsoakim ala oshikanasimba. There's somebody who's appointed that talks about all of the difficulty and the tsaris and the lack of justice, the injustice. Bia shalo. So every place has someone who's in charge of the injustice. Umim muna al bia shebekulan. Who takes care of all the injustices of the world? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bia shemo. Ki bi ka shemo. So beis yud hey is not just with the yud and the hey, creation, but also bia is a lashon of tsaris. Hashem, ki baka Hashem, by Hashem bia, read it as one word. Hashem is in charge and takes care of all the injustices. Amalei Rabbi Elazar. So this is what Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachman says to Rabbi Yudan Nasiya. Rabbi Yudan Nasiya says to him, you know what? But I have a different way to darshan. Amaleir blazer rabcha lo avi darashkein. A different way. Ela lamelach shabana platzim b'makam b v'makam ashpas b'makam siyaros. A king that builds a beautiful palace, but on what he built the palace on a garbage dump. Mishu bava omar platzim azu b'makam b benu. Somebody comes and says, "This gorgeous palace. You know what the foundations are? B'makam ashpas b'makam siyaros in a pogim. Isn't that disgusting and terrible?" What do you look at what's here now? Don't look at what was here beforehand. Kach, Misha Omer Betchila, Haya Olam Mayim B'Mayim. Also, someone who says, "But the world was. Look at the world now. How amazing it is! If you look at what the world was, how is it pogame? Right? You shouldn't talk about that." Or Lepardiso Shomelech V'Aliyah Benuya Al Gaba. You have the Pardes, a beautiful orchard of a king, and you have an Aliyah. You have like a porch that overlooks Benuya Al Gaba. A lovely Hatzitz of a little Liga. Right? You could look at the orchard, but don't touch. Meaning, Rav Chaim Chenevsky explains that there are limitations. There are limitations of what we're supposed to be osik in. We're not supposed to be osik in the foundations of the, so to speak, the garbage and the mayim b'mayim, or focus touching the orchard. No, we're supposed to be looking, but there are certain limitations. And you have to add in, that's what the pasuk means of so lulurochi baravos, right? The ilzul fanav, only once he is somehow that teaches that only once the world is created, that's what you're supposed to focus on and praise, but not beforehand. Period. And we end off the daf with the machlokas b'shamay b'shilal. B'shamay yomar b'shamay nivru tchila v'akacha aretz. B'shamay says, first the heavens were created and then the aretz. B'shamay b'shilal omrim, ha'aretz nivru tchila v'achar kach shamayim. First the aretz and then the shamayim. Eilam avi'in tam l'adrim, ve'ilam avi'in tam l'adrim. They each quote a source for, how do I know that the aretz or the shamayim is first? Ma time in the Beishamai. Beishamai says, how do I know the Shamayim is first? Bereishit b'Elokim es Hashamayim es Haaretz. The Pasuk. L'melech she'asa kisei, misha aso apifrin shelo. The king first builds a throne, and then he builds his footstool, which is this world. Hashamayim kisei v'aretz et nomraglai. Ma time in the Beis Hillel, v'yom asos Hashem Elokim, Eretz v'Shamayim. You see, the Eretz is first. L'melech she'asa platin, misha banes atachtonim ases al yonim. You have to build the foundation, the first floor, before you build the second floor. Also, you see, Aretz comes before Shamayim. A lot of symbolism to what was first, Eretz v'Shamayim, but this is the Machlokes, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. A ton here, but we'll have to stop.